Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. Hello, Lawrence Puckett. So amazing to see you today. How's everything going?
It's fantastic. How about you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I decided just to say Lawrence because before we started recording, we were going back and forth. Larry, Lawrence. I'm like, I'm going to just go with Lawrence.
That works for me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So for the audience, Larry is a venture capitalist. You've grown businesses from startups to multi-million dollar organizations. Amazing. So, and now your project that you're really involved with right now is Theon Global, which is just sounds extraordinary. And we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I'd love to hear your story and how you got to where you are today, because everybody has a great story.
Oh my gosh. So it's probably not typical, not your typical story, but maybe all entrepreneurs come up, you know, that way. I live in the Woodlands, Texas now, but we moved here from North Alabama. We moved to North Alabama from South Florida, and that's where I met my wife. And we raised our, you know, we started our family there with our two children. That city, Fort Pierce, Florida, it's just a small citrus town. You know, nobody there has money. And I grew up in probably upper poor, lower middle class family. But
what part of Florida is that? I'm not familiar with that.
So on the East Coast, it's in between Vero Beach and West Palm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right on the Indian River. It's mostly citrus. There's a lot of treasure seekers that go there because there's been, you know, a bunch of shipwrecks and whatnot. So people are always looking for the gold, if you will.
Sure.
But, you know, a blue collar family, you know, mom and dad worked hard. I didn't know we didn't have any money. There was never arguments or stress or anything like that that said, hey, we've got problems. But when I started to get into, I guess, high school and everybody had fancy clothes and, you know, the latest trends, we didn't have those things. So it started to kind of pop up, but it didn't mean much to me. And I think where it started for me to click, I was, you know, my main goal in life was just to make it to work on time. I didn't have anything that was driving me, you know, but I was asleep on one of my friend's couches one morning and I was covered up in this thing called an Afghan. I don't know if you know what that is. It was like
yes.
A crocheted blanket and it's got yep. All these, and I'm looking through one of the holes because this girl comes to drop her baby off to, you know, for them to babysit her. And I see this brunette and I'm like in love the minute that I see her. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to approach this girl. I don't have a good job. I got no money or anything else. But we ended up later that night hanging out, staying up till late the next morning, you know, or, you know, 2-3 o'clock the next morning talking. And we fell in love. And 3 months later, we got married and we built a family. And a year later, another kid came along. And, you know, I didn't have anything to offer. You know, I didn't have anything to tell this woman, hey, look, I'm this guy who's got all this stuff together. And, you know, we've got this future that you can see. But what I told her was, you know, basically three things. Here's what I can tell you. I'm only going to be married once. So if you want to do this with me, it's forever. There's no going a different route or deciding we don't like it anymore. Being together is more important than being right for me. So we're gonna find a way to make it work no matter what. Number two, I don't know how to be a husband, a father, a provider. I'm not sure where I'm gonna get any money that's gonna raise a family. But if you'll stick with me and let me have some room to grow and learn this, one day we're gonna be sitting on a porch and we're going to have gray hair and we're going to be spending time with our grandkids talking about what an amazing life we had. And I promise you that I'll give you that life. So that just drove me to kind of want to do something, you know, and I tried everything. I tried being a rock star. I tried everything I could think of with the talents that I had. And it wasn't until we decided to leave Fort Pierce and move to Alabama that it kind of started. When we first moved there, we lived in a single wide mobile home and I had a job, lost my job. They repossessed my car the week before Christmas. It was the only car we had. Mm. Had to borrow a car from a cousin and get a job, building manufactured homes, ironically. I got pneumonia because the weather was different in Alabama than it was Florida. Was out of work for six, seven days, lost my job, didn't have a job, had to drive to the next town, which was Athens, Alabama, and answer an ad. I didn't have a phone number, so I had to go borrow money to get a phone so I could receive the call if they called me to hire me.
Oh my goodness.
As a car salesman. But they did. I guess they just seen this guy starving. He will come in and do whatever we tell him to do to make money. And the first month I came in second. I was a second place salesman in the dealership. And within a couple of years, I worked my way into management in the automotive industry. And I went from that to within, 4 years of being dead broke, I was making $250,000 a year in the automotive industry, but I was still broke. I still had this messed up mindset about money. I just didn't understand it. And it wasn't until I read a book. Can I mention a guy's name? An author?
Please. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
So I read a book by a guy named T. Harv Eker, Millionaire Mindset. And he talked in there about people's financial thermostat, what they believed about money. And here are these two people that, in my view, were the most amazing people I'd ever known, my mom and my dad. They were real behind the scenes. They loved each other. They lived their life in private the way they did in public. I had an amazing, two people to pull from as a parent. And in my mind, I didn't realize it, but that book unlocked it, that I would never allow myself to have more money than the two people I respected more than anybody on the planet. So no matter how much I made, I found a way to bring myself back down. So I went to the only mentors at that time I really had, which were them. And I told them my feelings and they're like, look, the reason we've sacrificed, and my mom's like, the reason I didn't go to school and become a writer and all this other stuff is because we had kids and we wanted you to have a better life. So we worked hard 12 hours a day so you could create a better life for our grandkids. So forget that nonsense and go do something with your life. And when that happened, I started really climbing the ladder and doing well and saving money. And then probably one of the most magical things happened to me. It's not going to sound magical at first, but my best friend, Derek, lost his job. He worked at a paper mill. He was a supervisor, made good money, lost his job, called me up and said, "Hey, man, can you stop by the house? I need to talk to you." I'm like, "Sure, man, I'll stop by." So I had my wife with me, and she goes, "He's going to pitch you on a multi-level marketing idea." And I'm like, "What? Not this guy. He's a horse farmer." We get over there. I didn't even get out of my car all the way when he started pitching me on a multi. How do you guys know this? My wife knows things before they happen, and she knew it. So I did. He told me about it. I'm like, "Look, I don't want any part of that, but what do you need from me?" He's like, "I need you to buy a $500 kit worth of products, and I need you to stay active monthly," or whatever that, you know, whatever the verbiage is, "so that I can make a little extra money on the side." So I did. And 6 months later, I got fired. I was in line to get a partnership in a Chrysler Dodge dealership. Mm-hmm. And I went from that to walking in one morning thinking we were going to sign paperwork to, "Hey, we brought this other guy in from Kentucky. He's going to be the guy who gets the partnership." And I just didn't have a job anymore. Like, no warning, nothing. So I'm sitting at home. I'm angry and grumpy. And my wife's like, "Get out. You got to go do something. You can't just sit here and be mad all the time. Go do something." And I ended up, my choice was to go with my buddy to a meeting about the multi-level marketing thing. And I went, and it was just as terrible as I imagined it would be. But I somehow got tricked into going to a few more. And at one of them, something caught my attention. Here, all these years, I had been building businesses. I built an international lighting company, an energy services company, and I was investing in these things, brick and mortar businesses. And I saw an opportunity to build a business without any of that stuff, a really small investment, which I had already done, but I didn't know anything about it because I threw the products in the trash. I just didn't see any value in what we were doing. And so I asked him, I'm like, how do I do it? They said, "Well, get 10 people in your living room and we'll come do the rest." So I'm like, this just sounds exactly like every pyramid scheme thing I've ever heard of. So let me just call a few of my friends and get them over to my house. And I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. So I didn't tell my wife. And in the car business, if you want 10 people to come to your dealership, you call 100 people. Or you send mail to 100. So I called a bunch of people. And when I got home from work that day, there were literally over 100 people in my living room.
No way.
And my wife didn't know they were coming. So, and she's not a social butterfly. So you can
imagine. Oh, my goodness.
How that went. It wasn't. I found her in the closet. She was in the closet mad at me. Anyways. Where the magic is in this, there was a guy who was the top guy in the company passing through my town that day, called the leaders and said, "Hey, where do you want me to be?" And they said, "We're at this guy's house and he's got 100 people here." So he shows up. Him and I become friends. He took me under his wing. He took me around, introduced me to people in the industry, and showed me how to build one of those kind of businesses. And within 6 months, I literally walked away from my auto career and started being a multi-level marketer full time. Mm-hmm. But I saw all these broken things. Like, I had a big circle of influence, but 99% of the other people didn't. So, like, how could they make money instead of just spending money on this thing? And I could never quite solve that puzzle. But after a few years of doing that, failing some, winning some, failing some, winning some, he offered me a position as a vice president of his own multi-level marketing company. Mm-hmm. And I went into that in 2019 with him, helped him scale his company. And by the time I was gone in June of 2020, I was beat out of $250,000. every negative thing that you can imagine. I realized through some court things that the whole 7-year relationship was basically orchestrated to con me out of money. And so I felt betrayed. I was angry.
Oh my goodness.
Out 250 grand at the beginning of COVID.
Oh my goodness.
So there was none of this stuff happening. And I called a friend of mine and said, hey, I've got all my paperwork in order. Who's the best attorney that I can get for this to help me get my money back? And she said, she's such a profound person in my life. I wish she could be here with me. But I said, hey, look, how do I go get my money from this guy? And she said, there's a principle in this. There's a sowing and reaping principle. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow legal battles today, 2 years from now, you'll be spending your time in court trying to win a moral victory from a guy who has no intention of paying you. So you're not going to get your money. You're just going to get bragging rights. Or you could sow those seeds into the next great thing that you're supposed to do. And then you can reap that harvest. It's going to be hard to let go, but let go of that. And so I had no idea. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Well, what do I want to do? I really want to build one of these kind of companies, but do the things that make it a good thing instead of a bad thing. So I built a company. I had no branding. I had no idea what I wanted it to be. I had, you know, I had business acumen. I understood how to build and scale companies, but I didn't understand where this one was going. I just knew I wanted to create it and didn't have any product ideas, nothing. But I did have a really great connection that I met through that other relationship. And she told me, I told her, I'm building a company. I want you to do it with me. And she thought about it for 2 days and she came back and she said, no, I'm sorry. It's too big of a task. I have all this income over here. I can't jump into something brand new with no idea. 6 months later, she called me up and she said, you're not going to believe what happened to me. This company did this to me again. I beat out all my money. And I'm like, well, I've got this other idea that I've been working on for 6 months that I've been spending money on that I haven't found the right person to do it with me. And she said, my husband just told me I can't do this anymore. He can't take it anymore, me being let down. And she got off the phone, and within 5 minutes, he called me, and then she called me back and said, he said that if it's with you, he's in, but nobody else. So we're like, okay, well, now what do we do? So we rebranded the company, created another incorporation because we didn't have a good name, and we named it Theon Global, and we looked for a product for 6 months, didn't really have one, and then an opportunity came up where another company that had a product, they had the only product in the marketplace like that, which was the full acumic blend. They went out of business, and there was a massive void with customers that were looking for somewhere to buy a great product. Mm. So I called a guy in Germany, and he pointed me to another person to call in Canada. Both of those people turned me down because I was a new company and they had this great product. So I talked to this girl, Lair, and she said, well, here's another phone number. Call this guy. I called him, and he just happened to have the best product on the market for human consumption that wasn't being sold. And the guy, for whatever reason, liked us and decided to give us the product. And that's kind of the whole story of how we got where we are.
Wow. So you say on your website, it would be difficult to contest that the origin of Theon Global involved divine intervention. What was the divine intervention that was just, or was it everything combined? Just the whole?
It was a little bit of everything combined. Fulvic acid is it's kind of new to the marketplace, but it's such a difficult product to bring to the market because if you get it from the wrong source, it's full of toxic levels of heavy metals and other things. it's just bad for the body. And the whole idea of supplementation is how do we get supplements into the body that, regardless of what your genetic makeup is, your body can take it and use it to help the body heal itself. And this one person was the only person on the planet that we could find that had a efficacious, beneficial, highly beneficial dose of fulvic humic acid blend that didn't contain negative toxic doses of heavy metals.
Wow.
And there were two other billion-dollar companies in our space that were already established and had networks all over the world that were offering to purchase this guy's product. We needed divine intervention to get the product. And, you know, and it happened. It was just like that. We had a conversation 3 days before it happened. She said, why don't we sell this product? And I said, well, it wouldn't make sense because our entire network is already buying it from this other company that's doing a phenomenal job of marketing. They're doing $4 million a month in sales. Why would people stop buying that and come buy my product if we were able to get it? And 3 days, I said, it's not like they're going out of business anytime soon. And 3 days later, the day before Thanksgiving, she called me and said, you're not going to believe what just happened. They just went out of business.
Oh my gosh.
That they were going to go out of business. They went out of business. And now we have an open space. And so I called this guy on Thanksgiving Day and he called me back. And he called me the Monday after our conversation and said, look, I don't know why. All I can tell you is I feel like we have a good synergy. I'm going to give you my product. And that product literally created our company. We prayed about it. We asked for, you know, for favor in that relationship, and it was granted to us.
Wow.
Just amazing. And that allowed us to go from literally, we had a black bag with no branding or anything on it when we started our company. Didn't even have directions. We had to get postcards made to send to people to tell them what to do with it and how it worked, plus the website. And we went in, we actually launched the company in May of 2022. And by the end of the year, we were a multi-million dollar company.
Wow.
With no branding. I mean, we started from nothing, literally.
What a great story. Oh my goodness. So before, and I want to dive a little bit more into some of the things that you talked about, but while we're on the topic, could you just explain what the fulvic and humic acids are and what the benefits are?
Sure. I could go into some of that. It's pretty lengthy, but so fulvic and humic acid is a mineral that comes from the earth. It comes from primarily peat bogs that have been around for, you know, thousands of years, and they're in areas where, if you want an efficacious version of it, they come from areas that, you know, where a river dried up or a lake dried up, and there's fossils and different minerals that condense into the earth. Then that is taken and it's extracted, and through processing, they're able to extract the efficacious, beneficial parts of that product and put it into a form for either agricultural use or human consumption. Where the problem has been for years has been people being able to find a way to take the toxic things, the things that are not supposed to be in there for human consumption, out of it. And the guy who owns the peat bog and who is our manufacturer, he has all the patents and processes and just studied it for 20 years. And he's done studies with colleges and, you know, universities and regulatory bodies. And he's involved in setting regulatory bodies recommended dosages for Canada. So he's a phenomenal resource. Plus, he has, you know, doctors and formulators on staff. The benefits, really, because these are minerals and they address genetic issues and, you know, people that have deficiencies and with supplementation or different types of minerals and vitamins, you know, it benefits everyone differently. We have people, there's a lot of people that make medical claims. We can't do that.
Right.
But if you look at it, the number one thing that it does is, aside from being probably the most complete beneficial dose of minerals and vitamins that a person could take in one thing, it floods the body with over 40% more oxygen when you mix it with water and drink it. And if you look at any studies on people's health, when a person's health starts to decline or even when a person dies, it's because of a lack of oxygen. Mm-hmm. It's not because of, you know, it causes a lot of other things, but a lack of oxygen is at the center of those things. So when we're able to put that oxygen back into our body, into our bloodstream, it allows the minerals and vitamins to get where they're supposed to go. And because it's all organic and it's all from the earth and it's all natural and there's no GMOs or lab created anythings, it's able to get in, be absorbed, it's bioavailable, and it goes and it does different things. So if you read the thousands of testimonials that we have on our website, you'll see that like every person has a different experience. One person may have diabetes and they're seeing the benefits. One person may have, you know, whatever it is. One of the things I'm excited about is there have been reports of kids that have been inaudible because of exposure to heavy metals and things like that. It's also a great detoxer. We have people that have told stories of kids that are now talking.
Wow.
So it was very interesting to us. And there's a lot of ongoing studies and, we're waiting for reports from the universities and from the manufacturer of new things that we can say. But I really think that we're on to probably the most incredible product on the planet. And we have what I believe, and I have science to back it up, we have the very best, by far, version of that product.
Wow. Well, what really grabbed my attention is that it said it helps with the absorption of minerals and nutrients in your body. And it says because fatigue and sleep can be linked to vitamin and mineral deficiencies, taking the fulvic acid supplement may help improve the quality of your sleep and stabilize your energy throughout the day. I was like, woo! Sign me up. Because I know for me, like, sleep is the most important thing in my life. And, you know, because I'm self-employed, I may go to bed at 10 o'clock, but if I don't feel like I've had 8 hours of sleep, I won't get out of bed until I feel fully rested. And, you know, it can be a thing, and I don't want to take anything to help. So like that was exciting for me.
You know, what's interesting about that, I just recently found this out, I have a very difficult time sleeping. My brain just keeps going.
Yes, exactly. Because you just, when you're a creative person, right? It sounds like we're both very creative people, right? And you just keep creating and creating and creating. And it's like, stop.
Yeah. Well, here's a fact for you to go do some of your own research on. I recently heard this on TikTok, which caused me to do some of my own research. But I take two medications to be able to sleep, to get 6 hours a night. And what I learned is that those medications, things that suppress or tranquilize, the way that it works is it depletes oxygen.
Wow.
Read about it. Yeah. So whatever you do, if you're not on medication to sleep, try to stay away from that, because it's starting to take you down the path of, you know, you're practicing for the end. There's a better way. And I think it's, there's a lot of people doing incredible studies right now, like Gary Brecka and some of the other guys out there that, you know, they have really tapped into the genetic thing. And for me personally, my journey, I've struggled with high blood pressure for 7 years, and my doctors continue to tell me it's genetic. And he told me to, you know, they told me to ask a question that I would have never thought to ask. And they're like, ask your doctor, if it's genetic, what's the exact gene that causes it and how do we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
And what we've learned now, because I deal with formulators all day, is that if it's genetic, then that means there's broken genes. And if there's broken genes, your body absorbs and processes minerals and vitamins differently. And if you can put the body in the right state with supplementation to help rebridge some of those genes or get the body to absorb it where it normally wouldn't, you can fix the problem. They've been feeding me pharmaceuticals for 7 years. And in the process, in 1 week, we learned in the process of this genetic thing that I have a predisposition to, because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm wound really tight and I'm always trying to, you know, to win. We've learned that, you know, I have a very high red blood cell count.
Huh.
The solve for my entire blood pressure thing was to give blood. If I give blood, my red blood cell count comes down. I no longer need pharmaceuticals and I no longer have to have high blood pressure.
So you have to give blood.
Just give blood. It wow. works for 2 weeks. But my blood pressure was around 190 over 100 all the time.
With oh my medicine. Gosh.
With medicine. I can give blood and my blood pressure will come down to 120 over 75.
Oh my gosh.
You'd be surprised.
That's like the perfect, that's the perfect blood pressure. That's usually what mine is around there. Yeah.
You'd be really surprised how many strong personality entrepreneurs have high blood pressure. And it's because of red blood cell count, and it has to do with their genetic makeup.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're living in an age where, because of they're learning so much about our DNA, it's really, you know, there's so many benefits that you can learn from it. Yeah, that's incredible. That's incredible. So this product that you're talking about, it's called Alpha Bios. The website is theonglobal.com. And you also have a couple of other products on there that look phenomenal. We don't have time to talk about all of them today, but I encourage the listeners to check out the website. And that just sounds incredible, just the benefits. And because it's so natural, you know, that's the thing, right? So many, the foods we eat, everything, there's so much processed food. So, you know, and it really does damage that, what this product does, which is absorbing the minerals and nutrients. Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We know for a fact, well, any doctor or anybody would tell you, if you go into a grocery store and you shop the outside and don't buy the processed stuff in the middle, you're going to be way healthier.
Right.
It's because our body can't break some of those things down. You know, they can't right. digest it. And that blocks our liver, kidneys, other organs from being able to transfer those things and make use of the good things like milk. You know, milk is one of those things where it's a good source of calcium, but it's also blocked by the other things that are milk. So when you drink a glass of milk, you literally get 0% of calcium.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I didn't know, and I've never been a real milk drinker, but, you know, people, you know, they push the skim milk and the low-fat milk. And I'd heard this on my favorite podcast, which is Joe Rogan. He had talked about how you're better off just drinking vitamin D. He had an expert on that was talking about it. You're better off just drinking vitamin D milk because the other ones are high in sugar. And sugar is the one thing you want to get out of your diet.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't mastered that yet.
You know, it's manageable for me. I just know that my father was given 3 months to live. He had stage 4 bone cancer. Oh. And he was also told he was borderline diabetic. He got rid of sugar. His mindset changed, because when you're given 3 months to live, you know, you're just like, it's a moment where you're like, okay. So I think it was a combination, because I really believe in the mind-body-spirit connection. He lived for 16 years.
Wow. Beat
cancer 3 more times and didn't die from cancer. I think it was probably just the side effects of, you know, chemotherapy and a lot of radiation just really damages your body. But he lived for 16 years. And it was amazing. Amazing. I was pregnant with my son. This is the year 2000. I was pregnant with my son, and my father lived to 2016 and got to see, you know, came to every season, would always make it to baseball games with my son. And he just cherished every moment, and that was the mindset that I think, you know, really changed things for him. But
that's really incredible. What a great. So
I love to share that just to get that message out, because sugar is just,
Yeah.
It's a it's one of the most toxic things that is in food. And yeah, so whole nother conversation.
How did you get started with podcasts?
Oh, we're going to talk about me. Podcasting. Yeah. So my first book was released in February of 2021. I finished it in January of 2020. And it's called Happiness Solved. And so at the time I was working with some coaches and they said, you know, you ought to start a podcast. Well, I had had a blog talk radio show from 2008, 9, and 10. And I just love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories. I love asking questions. I love talking to people who are smarter than me on other subjects, and because I love to learn. I'm just a self-prescribed self-help junkie and I love learning. And so, you know, I wrote my book, Happiness Solved, because it was like August of 2019. I was taking my son to college and I was so disgusted with the way the world was, what was going on in the world. And when I finished the book, I actually wrote in August of 2019, I said, there's so much anger and division in this world that if we don't do something, it's going to spread like a disease. And I finished that in January of 2020 and sent it off to the publisher. And, you know, this was before COVID hit. And so my podcast in episode 263 was released today, and I'm now averaging about 90,000 downloads every 30 days. It is my labor of love. It's my gift to the planet to help people get a dose of happiness and learn something that can help them, you know, be a better person and understand that happiness is a choice and the choice is yours. You know, that's what it comes down to. And I like to think I'm a bit of a voice of hope for people because I have my own story, you know, that's been, you know, very tragic over the years. And luckily it's been, you know, 7 years, 8 years since anything incredibly tragic has happened. So that's really good. So, you know, I just want people to know that like it's a choice. It's a choice you can make every single day. And I have to make that choice every day. I am not the happiest, you know, I experience the full range of emotions. And it's just about living every day and recognizing that, you know, we have a choice. And I think of my future self. And I don't want to disappoint that woman. Because I've got a lot of big to do on this planet. So that's my story in a nutshell, Larry. This has been such an amazing conversation. Is there anything else that you want to share with the audience before we finish up?
No, I think, you know, when you hear your story and you hear the story of the other people that you do podcasts with, you know, the interviews and most entrepreneurs, I won't say everyone, but most, you know, it hasn't been a scripted journey for us. No. There's so many turns and there's so many things and so many people who will tell you, hey, I've been lied to, I've been lied about, I've been stolen from, I've been betrayed, I've been anything that you could do. And a lot of people stall out there because, I mean, $250,000, it can crumble. I mean, it can crush a lot of people.
Yeah.
What the lesson is in that for me, the guy who did all those things to me, and I told that story for years, you know, a couple of years, this guy betrayed me, stole money from me. But the truth is, every successful thing I've done in my life since then is with the relationships that I was introduced to by him. Everything I've been through at this point has been the price of admission in a way for me. So if I could encourage people, you know, look at those things that have happened to you that you look at as, hey, man, this is why things are not going my way, and find the magic in there because there's a lesson there and it could be the thing that helps you get your next big win.
That's right. When you can get to a point in your life where you realize that this situation happened for me and not to me, that's where that's the magic you're talking about.
That's it in a nutshell.
Love it. Oh my gosh. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. This has been such an amazing conversation. I wish you the best of luck. I'm definitely going to check out your product. I hope the audience does too. There will be a link in the show notes directly where people can purchase it. And thank you so much for everything you're doing. This is really incredible.
Thank you for taking the time.
All right. And thank you everyone for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special: exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals, all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com. And it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.